You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to Jackson now, to Gary Minix, who's going to tell us how we can live life loud this Saturday in Jackson. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Boy, this is countdown week for you with this great fundraiser, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and that bumper music really gets me in the mood to live life out loud.
Well, we were dancing here. You couldn't see it, but we were dancing. We're moving. I
was dancing out here, so.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't see that, Gary. I really am. You have no idea. Let's do a little background. This is the second annual fundraiser for a scholarship fund in the name of your son, Dustin Minix.
Yes, that's right. Dustin passed away in 2009 on Thanksgiving Day. He was a senior at Concord High School, and was, you know, making plans like all 18-year-old kids do, college, graduation, life ahead. And unfortunately, he passed away, never was able to live his dream, which was to be an auto mechanic. He had been accepted to the University of Toledo, or University of Northern Ohio, sorry. Mm-hmm. And he was going to be an auto mechanic, so his mom and I decided... in the wake of that horrific event, to create a scholarship fund in his name to help other young women and men achieve their dream, and going into the automotive technology services.
Well, it's one thing to have such an awful event happen in your life, but to then turn it around, and I love the way you phrase that, he wasn't able to live his dream, but mm-hmm. through this scholarship fund, other people are able to live theirs who never would have had that possibility, perhaps.
Yep.
And in this fundraiser last year you raised over $3,500,
mm-hmm.
which got you to a scholarship for a lucky student.
That's right. We awarded one young man last year a $5,000 scholarship to the University of Northern Ohio in automotive technology, and he should be ramping up his studies pretty soon. He's been doing really well. He keeps in touch with us, and he's doing really good down there.
Well, that's thrilling. Okay, now the event. The event is this Saturday, April 2nd, from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Bon Ton Room, which we'll give the address, is 3017 Wildwood Avenue in Jackson. And I love the title of it as well. It's called Live Life Loud. And I'm guessing that's how you and Dustin lived.
Yeah, absolutely. That was his motto. That was his thing. Everything he did, live life loud. He was in the band in Concord, and he was pretty much the cheerleader of the band. He was the one that was always first there and last to leave, and always the one yelling on the football field and getting everybody psyched up and geeked. And he really did. He lived life loud, lived it to the fullest, but he didn't live it selfishly, which was a wonderful, wonderful part of him. He was the kid that whenever we had any of our big blizzards here, as we do in Michigan, he would go out. His grandmother had a 4x4, and he would go out with towing ropes in the middle of a blizzard to help tow people out of ditches and not ask for anything in return. He just wanted to help people.
Well, there you go. And this event is going to help people now and in the future as well. Tell us what happens at this event. You've got some great entertainment lined up.
Yes, we do. I took count the other day. We've got 18 different acts.
Wow.
Coming in for this show. It's going to be in two acts, and we've got 18 numbers. We've got at least two dozen performers in this. People from all over mid-Michigan, mostly the Jackson area, but some up in the Lansing area as well. Singing, belly dancing.
Oh, wait a minute.
yeah. Uh-huh.
Nope.
yes, we are having belly dancing, but it is still a PG performance. So my father-in-law made me promise that it was going to be PG. So,
of course.
It's going to be PG until I get out there. I don't know if anybody's going to want to see that. Yeah, you'll want to see that.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. They're also going to, and so some great acts coming, and also a silent auction.
Yes.
I'm hearing that you've got some great items coming in.
We have Oh, man, and they just keep rolling in, I tell you. We've got a Michigan State University basketball signed by head coach Tom Izzo, which he signed specifically for us, which I thank him. I mean, I'm not really a Spartan fan, but...
Hey.
But,
now you are.
I definitely am, yes. And, you know, I give Coach Izzo all the props in the world for doing this because, you know, getting his team ready for, you know, the tournament and everything. And it doesn't take that long, but actually taking the time out to sign this for us for this silent auction it's a tremendous thing.
Oh, certainly.
And we've got other autographed items now. We've got Stephen Curtis Chapman, who is a contemporary Christian artist, sent us a discography, basically. He sent us 13 of his CDs. His latest effort, a couple years ago, he lost a child.
Yes.
And wrote an album of songs dedicated to his daughter and autographed that CD for us.
Wow.
Which, yeah, absolutely incredible. We've got the 25th anniversary tour of Les Miserables, which just hit the Fisher Theater a couple weeks ago. It's going to come back to Michigan in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a program from that, which was signed by all of the principal cast members.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah, they mounted the show at the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey. And I've got a friend that I used to do theater with here in Jackson that works and is the prop person for the Paper Mill Playhouse. So,
don't we love connected friends?
Oh, we do. she got us that. She got us a lot of theater posters. If anybody out there is a theater geek like I am, theater posters from a lot of different shows from previous seasons out there at the Paper Mill. We've got one that's signed by Lynn Redgrave.
Oh, how wonderful.
Who herself just passed away just within the last year. So.
Yep, yep.
And one signed by Amanda Plummer and just so many things. Got a couple of rounds of golf from Hankert Hills. We literally have something for everybody. There's a lot of gift baskets that are put together, too. And we have one that's all chocolate.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking. That one might last through intermission. I'm not really sure. I might have to attack that one myself.
There you go.
We've got a video gamers basket. We've got a Mary Kay basket. We've got everything. We've got something for everybody here.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Are there some tickets left? I mean, I'm planning on coming. I didn't get my ticket yet. I had to make sure the schedule was clear, but I think I can do it now. Will you save one for me, Gary?
Absolutely. We do have some tickets left. I checked with the box office last night, and it's a smaller venue. We can't fit a whole lot of people in there. But I think they max out at like 140 people that they can fit in there legally before the fire marshals get upset.
There you go. How can people check on getting tickets at the Bon Ton Room on Saturday?
You can call 787-6733. And if you just want to come in and bid, if you want to come in and see the show, that's absolutely fine. You know, come in. The tickets are $20 each for... everything, the silent auction. You get, you know, a good solid two and a half hour show. The Bon Ton Room also serves dinner and drinks, so you can come out and make a whole night of it.
Well, I love the idea. Well, obviously, for a scholarship fund, I mean, you know, we can't do enough to help young people with their dreams,
yeah,
whatever they may be. And this certainly does that. A great night of entertainment, some great silent auction items. You know, well done at putting this all together, Gary.
Oh, thank you. It's one of those things where I really wish that I didn't have to do it.
Oh, sure.
But I am just so blessed to be able to do this and blessed to be able to help other people.
I'm looking forward to it. Gary, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Live Life Loud, Saturday night, 6:30 to 10:30 at the Bon Ton Room in Jackson. See you then.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Gary Minix. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.